next item is old business. Our first item of old business is subdivision 2006-66, Trap Investments LLC, North Trap Haven as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-66 for Trap Investments LLC. Based upon the record and for the following reasons, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code and that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code and items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. The proposed subdivision density is significantly less than is density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The subdivision is consistent with other developments in the area, including Trustman's Pond Estates, South Trap Haven, and Nero's Acres. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities, or area roadways and public transportation. DENREC has indicated the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems. Approval is subject to the following condition. There shall be no more than 40 lots within the subdivision. The applicant should form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system will meet or exceed requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Compensation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. A 30-foot forested agriculture buffer should be shown along boundaries bordering on any land used primarily for any agricultural purpose. The final site plan should also contain a landscape plan for all the buffered areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included within any lots. A system of street lighting shall be established. The final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-66, Trap Investments LLC, North Trap Haven as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.